From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed into Florida Sunday in the southeastern United States, raking the populous state, especially its western playgrounds on the Gulf of Mexico coast, with whirling winds and pounding rain. The enormous storm affected almost all of Florida, including Miami and other big cities on the Atlantic coast, and scored a direct hit on the Florida Keys before swirling over the mainland. The hurricane's wind weakened slightly to Category 2 on the U.S. 5-point scale, but emergency officials sounded repeated warnings about storm surges hitting coastal communities on both of Florida's coasts. By late Sunday, the eye of the hurricane was over Naples on Florida's southwestern coast. The hurricane is only half over when the eye passes overhead, and authorities warned people in Naples and other areas to avoid venturing outside. The death toll from the massive earthquake that rocked southern Mexico has risen to at least 90, with most of the fatalities occurring in Oaxaca State. The powerful 8.2 magnitude quake struck off Mexico's far southern Pacific coast just before midnight Thursday, about 100 kilometers from the town of Tonala. By Sunday, many in the area were still living outdoors for fear of aftershocks, including one measuring 5.2 early Sunday. Hundreds of thousands of people reported to be without water service, thousands of homes and hundreds of schools damaged or destroyed. This is VOA News.